keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, George Lucas made the first Star Wars film and laughed his way all the way to the bank. And then the other five films did really well, too. Of course, it's Star Wars weekend. I'm Katie Hyde filling in on the Steve Gruber Show. And with me this morning is Ron Van Timmeren. He's from Celebration Cinema in Lansing. And Ron, may the force be with you, man.
And the force be with you, Katie. Happy Star Wars weekend.
Yes, happy Star Wars weekend. Hey, tell us about last night. What was it like? What was the mood?
Oh, man, it is so cool to watch an audience that's full of people anticipating this, you know, for how many years, to when that Star Wars logo hits the screen and the John Williams fanfare hits. There was cheering, clapping, hooting. People love the movie and just loved having a good time last night. I know Celebration Cinema sold almost 20,000 tickets just last night alone.
Wow.
And there's still plenty of seats available for today.
Well, and that was my next question is, how are ticket sales for the rest of the weekend? I mean, if we're sitting there thinking, oh, my word, I forgot, what kind of availability is there?
Pretty wide open. I mean, there are some popular times, like IMAX screen is a tight, hot ticket. And so, you know, buying in advance online, reserving your seat, that's the way to go. But we have so many screens and so many show times. They're still wide open today, tomorrow, and through the weekend. We are not all sold out. Some people think that, but it's not true.
Good to know. Now, I don't know about you, but I love the camaraderie that comes with a big opening of a big film like this, because it seems like it's one big party. Everybody's there. Everybody becomes fast friends for the 2 hours that the film is there. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, that is amazing to see people dressing up, people bringing their kids. You know, we got a new generation of Star Wars fans that are being treated to what I think is the best of the Star Wars movies, because, it, you know, like one reviewer said, a half a reboot, half a remake, all fun. You know, they kind of went back to the formula of The New Hope or Episode 4. They kind of rebooted some Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. You've got Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, and Mark Hamill all back, and then you've got new characters like Rey and Finn and Poe and a new little droid, which of course is selling merchandise like crazy, that little BB-8. A lot of fun and comedy in this movie.
Good to know, and I think it's so neat. It's like melding childhood, so we have all these adults going in there. And did you see quite a few lightsabers last night? Some costumes?
Lightsabers, that's right. That was the only sort of prop theaters are allowing in. We don't want people dressing up in full costumes, covering their faces and carrying bags or anything.
Absolutely.
Like that. But if you bring your lightsaber, that's pretty benign. And we did see some dress-up costumes, especially on the kids. It was so fun to see, and just a very festive mood at the theaters.
Right. Perfectly executed Chewbacca roar. There it is.
I can't do it.
It's too early in the morning to pull that off.
Right. They're tracking this to do 200, maybe 220, 230 million this weekend, smashing all records. But like I say, there are still tickets available.
Wow. And it is nice to kind of meld the childhood of adults and kind of take that next generation and share it with their kids. I know we didn't make it last night because that is too late for me, but we're taking our kids this weekend and we want to experience it as a family. So it's great to kind of see the two generations sharing in that. Did you see a lot of families there last night?
Amazing. I was surprised how young some people thought to bring their kids, and it's really a pretty mild PG-13. I mean, you know, from your experience watching Star Wars, there's some, you know, intense action and fighting sequences.
Sure.
And all that, but overall it wasn't real scary. Certainly there's no language in this movie, so it's just that that sort of Star Wars violence that you have to prepare your kids for.
Now, for those out there that are saying, dude, I am not into Star Wars, what else is playing at Celebration Cinema this weekend?
Yeah, little counter-programming, including Sisters with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, certainly going for the female crowd that doesn't do Star Wars. This is a very funny movie. I enjoyed more watching the audience laugh like crazy from start to finish in this movie. Very R-rated, very dirty. You have to be ready for that. If you like movies like Trainwreck, then you're going to love Sisters. And then, for families who are not doing Star Wars, Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Road Chip, that is also opening this weekend, and that little kind of programming for kids.
Good to know. Now, that Sisters movie with Tina Fey, between you and me and the folks listening, my dream job, even though I love it here at the Steve Gruber Show, don't get me wrong, I love Steve, my dream job would be collaborating with Tina Fey. How awesome would that be?
I know, and it was the two of them together are just hilarious, and they've got a team of writers that came up with a storyline and jokes that are just rolling the aisles. I mean, they're really very talented. I mean, you like Amy Schumer all you want, but give me Tina Fey and Amy Poehler any day.
I agree. Now, those that say, "Hey, I celebrate Christmas Day with my family. We open the gifts, and then we stare at each other and say, we don't know what else to do." What's showing on Christmas Day that would be good to catch?
Well, yeah, thanks for asking. Next week, Wednesday, The Big Short with Brad Pitt, Christian Bale, Steve Carell, and Ryan Gosling. On Christmas Day, Will Smith's new movie, Concussion. Daddy's Home with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. Joy, which stars Jennifer Lawrence, but they're reuniting the cast of Silver Linings Playbook. And also Point Break opening up on Christmas Day. I mean, it's ho, ho, ho. Oh, Merry Christmas from Hollywood.
Sounds like it. Now, no spoilers, Ron, but was the movie, the Star Wars one, was it worth the hype?
Oh, my gosh, yes, and more. I mean, yes, there's something very interesting that happens that I haven't heard reported yet that you're going to go, oh, my gosh, but I'm not going to tell you what it is, and it definitely lived up to the hype and more.
Well, good to know, and stay off social media until you see the full film, right?
You know what? I think the fans will keep it a secret, and everybody's going to get a big kick and a big jolt this weekend seeing Star Wars.
That sounds great. Ron Van Timmeren with Celebration Cinema in Lansing. Thanks so much for joining us, Ron, and have a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. See you at the movies.
This is Katie Hyde with the Michigan Talk Network filling in on the Steve Gruber Show.